This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. The U.S. Senate has acquitted Donald Trump, the former president, on a charge that he incited the Capitol riot on January 6th. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
5 weeks after the deadly attack, Democrats urged the Senate to hold Trump accountable. But while 57 senators voted to convict him, 67 were needed for a conviction. So for a second time, the Senate has acquitted Trump after the House impeached him.
Look at what Republicans have chosen to forgive.
Moments later, Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell also blistered the then president's actions before and during the riot.
Disgraceful. Dereliction. Of duty.
But minutes before that,
Mr. McConnell, not guilty.
We have no power to convict and disqualify a former office holder.
Trump is celebrating, slamming the trial as another part of a witch hunt and saying his movement has only just begun. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi scoffed at what she called cowardly Senate Republicans who voted to acquit Donald Trump of inciting the Capitol siege. With the impeachment trial now over, some Democrats and Republicans in the House and Senate have suggested censure as an option. Pelosi panned those efforts as grossly inadequate in the face of the violent attack on the nation's seat of power. Five people died. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Myanmar's major cities again for a ninth straight day of anti-coup demonstrations Sunday after a fearful night of residents forming patrols to thwart night arrests after the army rolled back laws protecting freedoms. Engineering students marched through downtown Yangon, the biggest city, wearing white and carrying placards demanding the release of the former leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga called for those affected by the strong earthquake that hit off the coast of northeastern Japan late Saturday to be on alert for aftershocks in the area. He said during a news briefing Sunday there was no threat of a tsunami. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake had a magnitude of 7.3, raising it from a preliminary magnitude of 7.1. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake was centered about 55 kilometers beneath the ocean, changing it from an earlier estimate of 60. About 100 people were injured, according to public broadcaster NHK, mostly spraining their ankles while falling on stairs and getting cut by broken glass. China refused to give raw data on early COVID-19 cases to a World Health Organization-led probing of the a team probing the origins of the pandemic. That's according to one of the team's investigators to Reuters Saturday, potentially complicating efforts to understand how the outbreak began. The team had requested raw patient data on 174 cases of COVID-19 that China had identified from the early phase of the outbreak in the Chinese city of Wuhan in December of 2019, as well as other cases, but were only provided with a summary. That's according to Dominic Dwyer, an Australian infectious diseases expert who is a member of the team. Such raw data is known as line listings, and he said it would typically be contain details such as what questions were asked of individuals, their responses, and how their responses were analyzed. The University of Oxford in the UK plans to test its COVID-19 vaccine in children for the first time. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
The trial seeks to recruit 300 volunteers between the ages of 6 and 17, with up to 240 receiving the vaccine and the remainder a control meningitis vaccine. Chief researcher on the Oxford vaccine trial, Andrew Pollard, says that while most children don't get severely ill from COVID-19, it is important to establish safety of the vaccine in young people.
It is certainly possible that wider use to try and curb the progress of the pandemic might be considered in the future.
Regulators in more than 50 countries have authorized widespread use of the Oxford vaccine, which is being produced and distributed by AstraZeneca for use in people over the age of 18. Sarah Bassett, London.
You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.